Dubai Eye 103.8.
Live from the UAE capital for the first visit by the head of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis. The UAE, a leading example of tolerance across the world.
It is the Papal Mass. Up to 135,000 people have travelled to Zayed Sports City to attend the Mass. Emma Brain is watching some of the images coming through at the moment, and it's our first sight of the Pope Mobile.
Yes, it is, and His Holiness has just arrived into the stadium. And we were discussing earlier, it's interesting, normally when you see the Pope going to do these Masses elsewhere in the world, the vehicles have these big bulletproof screens on. This one doesn't. It looks like a Mercedes that he's arriving in, and it's completely open top, and that's kind of very, very telling to the safety and security of the UAE, I think. But there's lots and lots of excitement in the stadium. We're seeing images, and he's being very friendly and waving at everyone. The crowds have all got their flags up, and lots of excitement at the Zayed Sports City Stadium in Abu Dhabi at the moment. And we will be catching up with Zina Zalameya, who is there very, very shortly, to get her take on it and what's happening there live. Very, very shortly.
Extraordinary images coming out of Zayed Sports City. As we mentioned, those extraordinary numbers as well, 135,000. But also this blanket coverage that we're seeing, not just here in the region with places like Dubai TV, Abu Dhabi TV, Sharjah TV, all are coming together to cover this one throughout, but also the international interest in the event. CNN with live coverage from Abu Dhabi, anchored by Becky Anderson, who's based at Downs there. Also live updates on the BBC and a number of the other international news sources. So this, again, I suppose, is evidence of just how significant an event this is, not just for the Catholics here in the UAE and the region, but Catholics and faith, those of faith the world over.
Well, it's a historic moment, really, isn't it? And it just goes again, once again, to show the the UAE and tolerance and bringing people together. And it is a historic event, and it's one that's fascinating the world at the moment. And it's absolutely wonderful to see. And we see people there; they're all standing up and clapping and cheering and very, very excited to see what's going to happen next. And it is amazing to see the international interest, as you've been saying, Tom. You know, the international news agencies are covering it globally, so it is a massive international story. It's fantastic.
Well, the Pope will hold a holy mass any moment now at Zayed Sports City in Abu Dhabi. It's anticipated that more than 135,000 people have taken to the stadium itself, and are internationally the audience is expected to be much, much more. The mass is scheduled to start at 10:30 this morning. So round about 20 minutes from now. 2,000 buses departed Dubai last night to head towards Abu Dhabi to be part of the Holy Mass. Some extraordinary images of a convoy of buses and coaches travelling overnight, almost something of a pilgrimage to many, in many as minds, as the buses made their way down to Abu Dhabi to the mustering point at Yas Island. By all accounts, we haven't had a single report of any delays or any problems with regards to the logistics as yet. If you have any of that you'd like to share with us, then please do exactly that. The Pope will depart from Abu Dhabi to Rome, will be given an official send-off at 12:45 later on today. Official diplomatic relations between the UAE and the Vatican started back in 2007. The first Christian association in the UAE was established in 1968, and the first Catholic church in the UAE was built back in 1965. As has been mentioned by many, over a million practicing Catholics here from a variety of different nationalities here in the UAE. One of those is Zina Zalameya, who joins us now live from Zayed Sports City. Zina, some extraordinary scenes coming through to us here on Dubai into the Dubai Eye 103.8 studios at the moment. What can you see down there?
Yes, I'm joining you live from Zayed Sports City Stadium. And in fact, earlier, we could have done this earlier, but when Emma was calling me, the Pope just emerged in his Pope Mobile, so he caught me at the wrong time, or at the perfect time. So he went around the stadium, said hello to everyone, cheers everywhere, and now we're getting ready for the Papal Mass. We are moments away for the from the much-anticipated Papal Mass, which, of course, is the last event of his 3-day historic visit. This visit, of course, is the first by the head of the Roman Catholic Church to a country in the Arabian Peninsula. And of course, we're looking forward to many elements of the papal mass. Paul Griffith, CEO of Dubai Airport, on the organ, and of course, choir singing beautifully earlier at rehearsal. So we're looking forward to that. 135,000 people within and just outside the stadium, and I'll have more updates a little later on.
We were just mentioning there, Zina, that, you know, of all the feedback we've heard at the moment, not a single grumble, despite the fact that tens of thousands have made their way from different parts of the UAE, different parts of the Arabian Peninsula to be there. Logistics have demanded that people show patience, they show understanding, they show tolerance as well in keeping with the year. Is that the sort of mood that you're witnessing down there?
Of course. Yesterday we were talking about this being such a big logistical challenge, but so far, and I was careful not to generalize, but so far from my experience and the experience of people that I know, we've been communicating on WhatsApp, no sort of hiccups so far. They boarded the buses on time. They walked as scheduled to Zayed Sports City Stadium. They had a nap. They had a bit of a rest before Pope Francis arrived, and now he is finally here in stadium, and everyone is excited and, of course, feeling hashtag blessed and, of course, grateful that they're here for this historic moment.
It's 10:15 in the morning. We'll have more from you, Zina, in just a little while. Zina Zellameyer is live on the ground for us down there at the moment. Whole host of colleagues down at Zayed Sports City today. Our colleague from Virgin Radio, Mr. Chris Fade, is down there. Colleague here from Dubai Eye, Milani, also down there. I'm sure you've got a number of colleagues who've made their way down. If you are in or around the stadium, get in touch with the show. Text us now 4001 or give us a call 0487 15500. Do send us your videos as well. You can upload them onto the ARN News app or, of course, the Dubai Eye Messenger app as well, and send in your thoughts as well. Loads of people having their say on the arrival of His Holiness, His Eminence, into Zayed Sports City as he gets ready to celebrate a papal mass, a mass which is mid-titled a Holy Mass for Justice and Peace.
Seeing the Pope is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that I feel privileged that UAE helps me use this opportunity. It is such a great feeling to know of UAE having the understanding and inviting the Pope to this region for the interfaith meeting.
I am very excited to see the Pope and grateful to the UAE government for inviting him to this country. It is an amazing grace to attend the papal mass in the land that I have called home for a very long time. I feel blessed to witness such an amazing historic moment.
It's also a proud moment, I think, as well. I don't want to sort of dwell too much on this, but as somebody who grew up as a Catholic, a very much a practicing Catholic, went to an abbey church, toured the Vatican with a choir. I was an altar boy for a long time, and it was only here when I moved to the UAE that I didn't lapse as a Catholic, or I just became lazy. Mm-hmm. So rather than the idea of going to mass every single week, etc., and maintaining one's commitment as well, I sort of got lazy. And yet events like this have instilled that element of pride back in me, and interest again into my faith per se. And I wonder if there are other Catholics out there who are the same. Obviously, there are tens of thousands who are practicing Catholics here in the region as part of the overall environment of tolerance that enables you to do that. But I'm sure there are a number of others who are either lapsed or lazy or those that don't go to Mass every single week and maybe are fair weather Catholics who go only at certain times of year. What does this visit mean to you as well? And I think it's an interesting way of starting a conversation that often isn't had in this part of the world.
No, exactly. And obviously, as we say as well, it's a nice way to bring one together and maybe for people to reconnect and reinstill their values, as it were.
Papal visit underway. Papal Mass starts in just a few moments' time. We'll keep eyeballs on that one. We'll try and talk you through some of the proceedings as well. And updates aplenty throughout the morning. As always, need your updates as well. Text them to us now on 4001 with your opinions. Equally, you can have your say online at DubaiEye1038FM, hashtag DubaiEye1038, or, of course, Zina's hashtag blessed.
Live from the UAE capital for the first visit by the head of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis. The UAE, a leading example of tolerance across the world.
One big story of the day is, of course, the Papal Mass, which is ongoing in Abu Dhabi. Pope Francis is celebrating the Mass in Abu Dhabi as we talk. In fact, one person who is a lot closer to the action than we are is our producer, Zina Zellemeyer, who's live down at Zayed Sports City. Hey, Zina.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Not too
all good?
Bad. How
all good
you?
In the studio?
All's good here, my friend. Thank you. How about you? There's not as many people in the studio here as there is down there with you at the moment.
Yeah, 135,000, about 40,000+ here inside the stadium, and the rest just outside hearing the Holy Mass. The big surprise, I guess, is, you know, this morning on the business breakfast, Malcolm asked me what language the Holy Mass was going to be celebrated in. And I said Italian, because that's the word from the Apostolic Vicariate of Southern Arabia. But as we all know now, it is a multilingual celebration. It is a multilingual service. The Pope spoke in Italian. A lot of readers were going on the altar speaking in Korean and Filipino, in Malayalam, in Hindi, and then Arabic. And of course, you've got the beautiful hymns, courtesy of the choir here, led by Jocelyn Santos, a devout Catholic based in Dubai. And of course, Paul Griffiths on the organ, our organ soloist for the day. So all in all, it's been a great day. The weather is cooperating. And in a few minutes, the Pope will conclude the Holy Mass, and he will head to the airport to go back to the Vatican.
Extraordinary pictures coming through on a lot of the local sources and the international sources as well. Obviously, beautiful weather for proceedings. Paul Griffiths getting a lot of airtime as well. He'll love that, that's for sure. And commentators from all over the world coming in with their thoughts, tweeting their support for the event as well. And it seems to be a great sort of moment of respect as well. Everyone coming together in consideration and respect for what is a historical morning, a historical afternoon.
Of course, and that's what this three-day visit is about, human fraternity, peace and justice, equality, getting along despite our differences, differences in opinion, differences in religion. And I saw some people here in Honduras, in Abayas, they want to be part of this historic moment, obviously, to mark the year of tolerance. I'm very sad that it's coming to an end, but I'm very happy and very blessed, very grateful that I am actually a part of this. But yeah, it's very sad that we're minutes away from the conclusion of this three-day visit.
Where's your merch, Zina?
Oh my gosh, don't ask me. I forgot every single merch I bought. So they're now sitting in my house doing nothing.
Could have got them signed and everything.
Exactly. Yeah. Could have bought a marker, right?
Listen, I'll let you get... I don't want to take away from the solemnity of the final elements of the Mass as well. One final one, though. I'm just looking at his official schedule. Pope is scheduled to leave Abu Dhabi at 12:45. Not sure about the top speed of the Pope mobile or anything like that, but he's got to get his skates on, hasn't he?
Yeah, exactly. So 12 o'clock, he'll finish the Mass. And I guess he'll go around the stadium in his Pope mobile. But yeah. We need a bit of more speed.
Zina, I'll let you get on with it. We'll probably touch base with you one more time. Zina Zellemeyer, just enjoying the final moments of the historic Papal Mass, which is ongoing down in Abu Dhabi.
Live from the UAE capital for the first visit by the head of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis. The UAE, a leading example of tolerance across the world.
So, Zines, it's all come to a conclusion. Are you feeling more tolerant within yourself?
Definitely more tolerant, but emotionally exhausted. It's been such an emotionally charged morning, noon, especially during the Holy Mass, which lasted 90 minutes. So as we speak, the Pope Francis is on his way to the airport, heading back to Rome to conclude this historic, as he said, historic three-day visit to the UAE to mark the year of tolerance. And at the end of the service, there was one of the priests was organizing his visit, had a few words to say, and he acknowledged Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, who invited the Pope to the UAE to mark this year of tolerance. There was a cloth all over the stadium. But more than anything, people are so emotional. You will hear it in the news later. I've been interviewing people, and they said, this is such, you know, I've never felt like this before, especially in the, I've been living in the UAE for so many years, and this is a new feeling for me. And of course, we're looking forward to more moments like this as the year of tolerance progresses.
Well, I suppose that's the hope, isn't it? Is the, you know, there's a lot of focus on the year of tolerance, and when you've got someone like the Pope in town, it's very easy for those sentiments to be escalated and promoted. But it is still very early on in the year, and to maintain that effort towards tolerance throughout the next 12 months will be the next challenge.
Of course, and on the second day of the Pope's visit to the UAE, there was an interfaith meeting. They came up with a document acknowledging that, you know, denouncing poverty, corruption, violence, and really embracing the human fraternity, which is the theme of the visit, really embracing equality, justice, and peace, and getting along despite our differences. And it's a good sign, this interfaith meeting, it's a good sign of the months to come.
In terms of the Pope, we know that he's headed back to the airport to board his Alitalia flight back to...
Shepherd One,
you're right. Yeah, the Pope plane. So yeah. The Pope mobile to the Pope plane to get back to Rome. And I suppose the pilgrimage of sorts that has been performed by so many residents of the UAE and further afield will now continue again as they look to plot their way back to Dubai, the Northern Emirates and other parts of the UAE.
Oh, yeah. I was just observing, you know, as they... get out of the stadium, onto the buses, looking very organized. A bit of traffic here. I'm on the bus, I'm on the media bus on our way back to St. Regis, where I will be doing a few more interviews. So the day's not over for me yet, but certainly for the residents, I think they're grateful for this experience. But I think they need a bit of rest now before they head back to work and school tomorrow.
Look at that. And then, of course, you'll have to get back here and get that pristine Pope merchandise onto eBay, won't you?
Of course. Will you help me sell it?
You don't want to sell that. That is part and parcel of your memories of what has been a historic day for you. Well, I'm glad you've enjoyed it as well. Thanks so much indeed for bringing us up to date with all the developments down there from the stadium itself. Social media has gone into overdrive with all sorts of comments about the mass itself, about the organisation, about some of the people that have been involved in it as well. So feel free to get in there and find out more thoughts as well. To you, Zina Zelamea, thank you very much indeed. Bless you, my child.
Thank you, and bless you too.
Our thanks to Zina Zelamea, live from Abu Dhabi, as she has been throughout the morning and will continue to be throughout the day.
Live from the UAE capital for the first visit by the head of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis. The UAE, a leading example of tolerance across the world.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.